When you live in the Caribbean like I have a lot of my adult life, you get used to hurricane season and you dodge hurricanes a lot. I can tell you that this year, as a lot of y'all know, that this has been the toughest year on record. It's been a year that has been really heartbreaking for a lot of my island family, for me. The Virgin Islands has been such a wonderful place for me. It's been a very creative place for me. It has fed me as an individual. It has fed my creative spirit, my soul. And to see a place that has done all that to your adult life and to you as a person, to see it that broken is really hard. And I spent a lot of time on islands since Irma hit, and it's been just it, it's I tell you, it's just been life-changing for me. It's humbled me in a way that I never thought was possible. And to see the human spirit come alive and to see how resilient human beings are and what we can overcome, it just inspired me more than I've ever been inspired, I believe, in my entire life. It's just been so unbelievable to be a part of that process of the start of the relief effort as soon as the storm hit, and to see where we are today. And it's still, like I said, it's still real broken. But thanks to you guys that are here tonight, and thanks to everybody that's given, to Jimmy's Foundation, to Love for Love City, that we started. You guys are really making a difference. And it's just been a really, really tough couple months, and well, like I said, one that's really changed my life, for bad and good, to be honest with you, because I will never be the same, as the people that live there will never be the same. And I'm gonna write a lot of songs about it, that's for sure. I've always believed that music is medicine, and I really believe that now, because I have seen songs change people, bring people together, and nights like tonight is really special. I've learned to write songs because of Jimmy Buffett and his creative spirit and his poetry, and to share the stage with him tonight for this kind of cause and to help a lot of people that's really struggling, who are looking for someone to help them. And that's why we're here tonight. And I get to do it with a really good friend, a hero, and the fact that we can help so many people just playing music and songs is just a big, big thrill. To my friend Mac McAnally, who's not here with us tonight, I want you to know that you are, without a doubt, my favorite singer-songwriter ever. You are an amazing friend, and I love you. And I just want to thank you for being a part of my life, for indirectly being one of the reasons that I'm here tonight, because I listened to your Simple Life album all the way from Knoxville, Tennessee to Toronto, Canada, when it came out and back. I drove there and back, and I had one, well, it was a cassette then. I had the Mac McAnally Simple Life cassette, and I knew every syllable of it by the time I got to Toronto, Canada, and back to East Tennessee. I love you, pal. I really do.